You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about mental health guidelines. It's Friday. We're very excited because some of you, you know, may be working at a job that you're not super passionate about, so you're living for the weekend, which is not a good thing at all, by the way, but that's why I wanted to bring up this post, because I want you to understand that there is a better way, that you can do more with life and you can have it all. You can have a good job or a good business that you're passionate about and not be stressed out. I actually remember someone at my old career job that I was at, my very last job that I had, and this person was like, you know, you always work on your business. Do you want to be one of those stressed out, you know, business owners that die of a heart attack at 50 years old? And I'm like, not at all. I'm building a business now that will allow me to live an amazing life, spend a lot of time with my family and friends, and do anything that I want, anytime that I want. So you can have that too. But before we get started, please share this episode of this podcast in general with someone that you know may feel the same, may want more from life, but they may not know how to get it. I can help you get there, but you have to share this with friends and talk with friends, because my 5-minute episode can actually turn into an hour long chat with a friend, and that will give you a lot more value than just listening to this episode alone, right? First point, spend time with those who believe in you and inspire you to do great things. You probably heard this, you're the product of the 5 people you spend the most time with, and there's so many ways of saying that, but basically that's reality. If you have a spouse or a partner that is not excited about life, they're very negative, you're gonna kind of fall into the same mental trap. If you have a workplace where people are naysayers and they're always making fun of you for wanting more from life, you're going to become like them. So make sure to craft your environment and your circle around people that think the same as you do. All right. Point number 2, work on meaningful tasks that fulfill you. This is very important, and that's why a lot of people that work a job they don't like, they become so uninspired. You can do better. You can even start a business or do something while you're working full-time, something that actually fulfills you, so you at least get a taste. When I started my business, I would work early in the morning, 5:30 to 8:30, 3 hours before going to work, and that would just be, that would fire me up so much. People would ask me, how do you wake up at 5:30 and work on a business right away? Because it's the most exciting part of my day. That was the most exciting part of my day. So trust me, even if you have a job you don't like, there's going to be something that you're excited about. Put it right in the morning. Do it right in the morning. Excite yourself. Make sure that you know that life is more than just a job you don't like. Okay? Point number 3, practice self-care daily. Find pleasure in taking care of your body and mind. All right? Know a lot of people that work very, very hard every single day, and props to them for doing that. But the problem is that they don't really take the time to appreciate their hard work and, again, their mind and their bodies. And the problem is that after a few months, after a few days, what happens is they fall back into their old ways because they forgot how it feels to be good, to feel good about themselves. They forgot how it feels to treat themselves in a way. So the things that I do to take care of myself, of course, it's a daily shower. I have a cold shower, actually. But I take time to, again, moisturize my skin, do my hair, whatever it is that makes you feel good, whatever it is that reminds you that you're a boss at the end of the day. That is the stuff that you have to do every single day. Take 10 minutes, 15, 30 minutes, whatever it needs to be, to make sure to, again, tell yourself thank you. Tell yourself good job. With actions and with words, and things will change for the better. Point number 4, stay hopeful by journaling and practicing gratitude. Now, be careful about gratitude. I actually talk about this with my one-on-one coaching clients. I said, if you only have a gratitude journal, what's going to happen is you're going to be grateful for all these great things that you have right now, and you may not like to push as hard to get to the next level. So I do want you to do gratitude, but I also want you to journal your goals for the future. So write down what you're grateful for today, because that's super important for you to be happy, okay? Because if you're not happy, you're not going to be able to create amazing work. But once you're grateful for what you have, you also want to strive for more. And it's that perfect balance between the two that will push you forward and still have you happy every single day, right? So I hope you enjoyed this short episode of Up Your Game. And until next time, up your game.